Today's podcast is part of our Sales Leaders Talk Sales series, where we talk about business growth and lessons learned with top sales leaders. And today I'm speaking with Robert Handel. He is the Vice President of Sales at VoIP Networks. And Robert, he has over 22 years of sales and leadership experience. And he oversees revenue generation at VoIP Networks, and he also drives long-term growth for the company's on-premises and hosted solutions. And Robert also manages the firm's marketing efforts to educate customers and support business development while communicating their unique brand drivers. So Robert, please, would you tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So thank you very much. Robert Handel, Vice President of Sales at VoIP Networks. VoIP Networks is a 37-year-old company, and you had mentioned in the intro that we provide cloud-based and on-premises solutions. Our area of expertise is centered around the unified communication space, and we work with our customers on a daily basis to understand their goals, their business drivers, and how they look to get involved in the digital transformation that's going on today. Specifically around unified contact center, mobility, and other voice-specific applications. The business is changing, and as such, our business is changing to incorporate additional cloud-based technologies, whether it's cloud storage or just general managed IT services, including cybersecurity, to really harden customers' networks and really provide an overarching technology solution to meet the needs of our customers, internal and external customers.
Awesome. It seems there's a huge need for that in the world right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the most recent, from a cybersecurity perspective, the most recent Equifax breach, certainly has heightened, people's mindsets relative to security. And there's a significant amount of technology that's being discussed around that, but it's also about internal employee kind of behavior that needs to be modified as well. But very topical, yes.
Awesome. Well, I'm so happy to have you. Thank you so much for joining us today. I can't wait to pick your brain and get some of those sales expertise ideas out of you.
Sure.
So let's start at the beginning. I'd love if you could share with me one of your earliest sales memories, whether it was good or bad.
So my earliest recollection of sales was I got a summer job at a sneaker store in the mall in the town that I worked in, and I was hired as a salesperson. With a fear of talking to people, so after I went through training on what to do and how to say it, I was then put on the floor, and my biggest fear came true. And the first day I was working, had to greet people as they entered the store, and was terrified with the notion of actually talking to another human being. So that was my first recollection that was not so good, but it really. Really gave me insight and kind of helped me create and develop confidence to engage with people. Certainly the training materials that were provided to me gave me a baseline of knowledge and how to communicate with people. But that was my earliest experience of sales. And surprisingly enough, after that, I still found my way into this business.
So you stuck to it even through the experience.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
So what would you say the role of business development or sales, whichever you prefer to use, what role has that played in your career? I mean, obviously, it sounds like a pretty big one, considering you're the vice president of sales.
Yeah, absolutely. So so after getting out of college, the first job I got was actually as a sales professional. Again, after going through significant training relative to the technology aspect of the business, kind of quickly transitioned into selling and the sales process, specifically what I needed to do on a daily basis to be successful in this career. And so, business development has always been the core of what I've done. So I'm very focused on the creation of opportunities. So, you know, there are a lot of people who have the mindset of always be closing at a very early age. And, you know, time in my career, I was always focused on the always be opening, right, the ABO. Because the thought process I had was, you know, you have to open opportunities before you can close them. So highly focused on what I needed to do on a daily basis to engage new prospects, new opportunities, you know, engage in an ecosystem of like-minded professionals to find out about opportunities, engage in those opportunities, and then, you know, kind of move it along in the process. So, you know, business development has always been a significant part of what I've done, mm-hmm. And still is a very significant part of what I do on a daily basis.
Awesome. Definitely. So do you think that we're all salespeople? Do you believe that we all are in some way?
I do. I do. I take a look at my organization from, you know, top, you know, from the top, you know, being COO, CFO, or CTO, our customer service professionals, our technical engineers that are in the field, everyone in our organization, including our accounting and accounts payables and receivables, you know, we are touching our customers and potential customers on a daily basis, and we need to all be talking in the same message relative to the company, our direction, our ability to support their needs. So I very much so believe that, you know, selling happens at every level, at every aspect of the organization, and a unified message, a unified approach to that customer contact, I think, is critical to really tell the story of, you know, who we are as an organization and what we're able to deliver to our customers, in every aspect of their business that we touch.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great perspective. And Robert, I have to know, I know that your first job in sales wasn't necessarily the easiest, but I'd like to know what is the hardest lesson you've learned in your career so far?
So the hardest, I gave this some thought, to be honest, you kind of prompted me prior to, and, you know, I think the hardest lesson that I've had to learn is you can't rest on what you did yesterday. And what I mean by that is, you know, with every failure and success that I've had in the past, you know, I can't rest on that to really be, you know, what helps me today. So, as I've transitioned in my career from, you know, being a sales executive to a vice president of sales and changed, a few companies, I can't think that anything I did in my past, will really get me the results today. It helped me kind of craft my skill set and certainly different opportunities and projects that we engaged in were helpful. But if I think for a moment that I don't have to work as hard today that I did yesterday, that was a lesson I learned firsthand of expecting things to happen because of past efforts and not really focusing on the efforts of today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you receive any support, or were there any resources that kind of helped you through either that lesson or, you know, different times that you felt like you were in a hole sales-wise? You know, how did you get beyond the challenge?
So I learned, thankfully, through some great mentorship, at a very early age in sales and just in business, to really surround myself with like-minded people. So I had some great mentors that really pushed me towards the notion of networking, and really leveraging networking as a really important tool, not only for the generation of new business, but just an understanding of, business in general. So at times when I found myself stuck, or challenged, I reached out to my network, and really, you know, asked questions and asked for help. And really engaged to understand what I could do to change the things that I was doing, the behaviors that I was engaged in, to really, you know, get myself out of challenging situations or difficult sales times.
That's fantastic. And I love that you mentioned networking, because that's actually how you and I met, was through networking.
Correct.
So the power of networking, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Big proponent. I think as a sales professional, if you are not engaged in networking, and understand the value that networking can bring to you as an individual, from a transactional perspective, but just a general understanding of business and different aspects of business, mm-hmm. you're doing yourself a great disservice.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I completely agree with you there. So now we all want to know, what are you not very good at?
So after I just said all of that, in terms of reaching out to my network and asking for help, I think my biggest challenge is still asking for help. Like knowing in those moments when, you know, when you're stuck, to just stop and just, you know, run that scenario by someone else, you know, get their perspective. It may be different than yours, but it is that you might want to call it ego, but, let's just say that we'll call it, you know, just that ability to ask for help and take someone else's perspective and kind of, you know, then retool yourself to understand, you know, how that help and how that additional guidance and that different perspective can kind of help you through situations. So I would say asking for help is my biggest challenge.
Well, it sounds like you're working on it, so that's what's important.
I am working on it. Absolutely. Every day.
Awesome. And now, on the other end of the spectrum, what do you think your biggest strength is? What are you great at?
Again, I gave this some thought, and the business that we're in is, you know, highly technical. We talk a lot of software and a lot of acronyms, and you know, at times can seem quite complex. I think where I've done very well and what I'm very good at or great at is really taking customer requirements, customer challenges, you know, business needs and business goals, and relating that to the technology that we offer, and really simplifying it for them so they can have a clear understanding of how it is and what it is we do can really impact their business or solve that business problem. You know, I find often that, professionals or sales professionals in technical areas try to sound really smart by talking about their technology, and it creates a lot of confusion for their customers and their clients to really understand what it will solve. So I think pretty good at, you know, really simplifying and demystifying some of the things that we do and really getting it down to the core level of how this can impact an individual user, an individual department within an organization, or the organization as a whole.
Okay, cool. So it's kind of about breaking it down and being able to explain it in language that people understand and relate to and connect to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you're doing great at doing that. I love to hear that kind of stuff. I know that that's a big challenge for, I'm sure, many of the people that are in our audience. We have a lot of VPs of sales and salespeople and CEOs even who struggle with figuring out the right way to talk about what it is that they do or their solution. So I'm not sure if you have a recommendation on how to improve in this area. And my next question for you was actually going to be about what your favorite sales or business or leadership book is. So maybe, I'm not sure if it relates to what we're talking about now, but do you have a recommendation for us?
So to the point of what I would do is, you know, to kind of being able to simplify is, you know, I have found that, listening is a very important skill set. And if you listen more than you speak, most people will tell you what they're looking for. You have to be in the right mind space to listen to it, and then being able to relate it. So I think listening is a critical asset to any professional to really be able to simplify things for the people they're talking to. In terms of a great book or business book that I read, I don't know that it ties into the simplifying aspect, but read a book by Jack Welch. The title of the book was Winning. And for me, what it really allowed me to do as an individual producer, as well as a sales leader and a vice president of sales, was to understand specifically the notion of setting expectations and goals. And by setting expectations, realistic expectations, achievable expectations with sales professionals, and then managing against it, versus having unrealistic expectations and, having the challenge of, you know, assisting people get to those levels. So it was a very, very good book for me in understanding, goal setting and then managing to those goals and helping people understand, you know, what their goals are, and how to achieve those goals, build a plan, around achieving those goals. So I think that was if I take a look at the books that I read and the business books, that was very helpful to me, more from a managerial perspective, but also translate into how I look at my month, my year, my quarters, my days, mm-hmm. to manage against those deliverables.
Well, you've got me intrigued about this now. You said the book is called Winning, and the author is?
Jack Welch from the ex-CEO of GE.
Jack Welch. Very good. Very good. So that is a fantastic recommendation, and I hope that our listeners jump on that one, because that sounds really exciting. Now, I'd love to know if you have more than one, that's fine, but I'd like to know what is one piece of wisdom that you'd like to pass along to the audience today?
So my one piece of wisdom, I'll kind of go back to the concept of networking. Again, it's been a huge asset for me in my career, not only from a professional but a personal level. Creating that right ecosystem of like-minded people that you can surround yourself with that will really, you know, create that environment of partnership, has been, I would say that would be the most valuable piece of information I can give to anyone that's in the sales profession, or leadership, to really focus on developing a network, leveraging that network, and really treating that network as one of your most important clients, because it can be if you work it properly. And a very important aspect of networking, it's not about taking, it's about giving. If you give, things will happen. If you take, you know, slowly but surely that network will dry up. So networking is a key, and then, you know, being properly able to work that network from a giving perspective and giving mentality, to me, has been invaluable in my career, both as an individual producer and a manager of other sales professionals as well.
Awesome. That is fantastic advice. And I think that a lot of times when people get out there networking, they think or assume that their potential next client might be in the room. And I'm sure that you've learned through all the networking that you've done that it doesn't work that way, that it's about Correct. Building strong connections and strong relationships with the people that you are in your networking groups with, that you are networking with. And once you build those relationships, it's the opportunity to pass referrals and things of that nature. Because like you said, you never know where things are going to go.
And I agree with that. I think that the notion of, I think, you know, a lot of salespeople, just based on, you know, the, you know, quotas and what we have to do kind of day to day, month to month, you know, think about the transaction. And, you know, as you approach networking, it's not about a single transaction. You know, it's more about a pipeline of opportunity, or the concept of introductions into places and to things that you would never be introduced or, you know, yourself, right? So it's not about an individual transaction. So if you think of, you change the mindset from one-to-one, you know, to one-to-many. And again, it takes time and effort and energy to understand networking. It doesn't come easy to a lot of people, but a very valuable tool if you do it properly.
For sure, and it can be tough in the beginning. Did you feel that it was a little bit difficult when you first got started networking?
I did. You know, it was. I went into a well-established networking group. I was an associate to a primary member that was very successful. You know, my Rolodex was not as big, certainly as others, in the room that I had joined. But, again, early on through great mentorship and listening, you know, was able to, you know, at the right times, you know, make those introductions to people. And again, the mindset was, what can I give first to become an asset, you know, versus what can I take and not return. So very much in the mindset of, if everyone puts into the network, everyone gets out, versus a very, one-to-one kind of thought process. But very challenging in the beginning, but luckily I had great guidance that, you know, eventually, you know, I understood the process and understood where I could add value and then developed that skill set over time.
Awesome. So, all right, Robert. So I have one last question for you. As you know, having and using a sales playbook is very important to us, and our audience taking actionable tips away from this podcast is very important. And I'd love to know, what is one actionable tip that you would recommend that our listeners take today?
So I learned this, believe it or not, probably about 6 months ago from a very good friend and networking partner, is to write down a list of goals that have nothing to do with what you sell and how you sell. It's really just personal goals that you write on a piece of paper and keep in front of your desk on a daily basis to remind you of what it is that you are striving for. So whether it's, you know, a certain dollar figure that you want to earn, or if it's a specific vacation that you want to go on with your family or your spouse, but just, you know, goals that remind you on a daily basis as to, you know, what you're working for and striving for. Sales is challenging, you know, and it's important to have things in life, not just in business, that you're striving for. So I would say write down your goals, look at them every day, and as you're cranking on a daily basis, just make sure you know what you're doing it for.
That is a fantastic tip. Thank you so much for sharing it. And it's crazy that you suggest it. A few months back, our CEO, Charles Bernard, I'm not sure if it's from something specific, but he was given very, very similar advice where it's don't just make goals based on what you want to accomplish in your business or in your sales efforts, but to have a list of actionable goals in other areas of your life. And he started that practice as well. So I'm so glad to hear that other people are using it. That's a fantastic suggestion. And if we're talking sales playbooks, a great place to put that would be in the weekly goals area. You can have it as a separate list if you'd like to kind of host it there. But Robert, I would like to thank you again so much for being on the podcast today. You're fantastic. I love your perspective on life and on sales and on growth, and this has been so helpful. So thank you so much for being a part of this.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And thank you so much for listening to today's show. Again, the show notes can be found at criteriaforsuccess.com. Be sure to tune in on Friday for a very special inspiration about accountability. And all month we're writing about accountability on the CFS blog. So check that out, criteriaforsuccess.com/blog. And if you like what you're hearing, could you do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to shows? And really, if you want to step up your game, drop us a rating. We would love to hear what you love about the show. It really helps us to improve and keeps us going, encourages us. So Let's Talk Sales is a production of Criteria for Success and is produced by myself here, Rebecca Smith, Ariana Miskell, and Elizabeth Frederick. Happy selling, everyone.